Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. WrestleMania is this weekend, and we are excited, and boy, is it going to be a fantastic WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos. This is the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and 6-9 Radio. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a WrestleMania preview. There will be an episode of that being done later this week with Ricky, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem. In the meantime, I want to talk about something. Well, it involves another favor, and it involves Paul Heyman. Because for so long, we all knew that Paul Heyman owed CM Punk a favor, and for weeks and weeks and weeks, we wondered what that favor could be, and we wondered when are we going to find out. And we finally found out just a few weeks ago. Well, last week, ladies and gentlemen, the episode that I did was more about what happened on SmackDown. I did not talk about what happened last week on Raw, so this is kind of that chance. But also from what happened this week at the end. The confrontation between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, which was, you know, entertaining as always. But what happened last week, when Paul Heyman was nearly attacked by Rollins, but Rollins at the very last second spared him. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it that Seth Rollins told the wise man? He told him that he now owes him a favor. And Seth Rollins reminded us of that just tonight. Well, Roman Reigns tonight went to the ring and addressed a couple things. And apparently he labeled his wise man, his special counsel, Paul Heyman, as a traitor. So, of course, the original tribal chief demands an explanation. Well, this was very, very difficult for Paul Heyman because we all remember that particular moment when the original tribal chief arrived at the arena and Paul Heyman was sitting there waiting for him, and then he's joined all of a sudden by CM Punk and he's talking to CM Punk, and Roman Reigns sees it and Roman Reigns is not happy. So what does Paul Heyman do? He gets up and tries to reason with his tribal chief only to get ignored, but he still follows him to the ring. We get to the point where the original tribal chief demands an explanation, and Paul Heyman insists that he has not committed an act of betrayal, that he is only repaying a favor that is owed. This goes back to War Games when CM Punk teamed up with Roman Reigns, you know, to save him. So yes, of course, after that match, CM Punk told Paul Heyman, "You owe me a favor." And we all know how Paul Heyman reacted, and it was not in a negative manner. Seemed like it was an exciting and content manner. So, when Paul Heyman explains to his tribal chief that it's not betrayal, he is just simply returning a favor. Roman Reigns decides to basically remind us about all of what he is about, and of course the whole bloodline thing. Roman Reigns claims that he never, ever needed help, especially at War Games, and says that, you know, the bloodline, we don't ask for favors, we just take what we want. So, of course, Roman Reigns kind of basically explaining once again, you know, what his whole concept is about. But I just find it amazing how he claims that he never asked for help. I mean, many would say, of course, he's got a point. But, well, Roman Reigns was certainly not at, he was not in odds that were favorable to his advantage. Now, was he? Now, I did actually kind of give a prediction of what I expect to happen in this triple threat match. Now, Now, I know I'm still supposed to do the preview, but everybody kind of knows my prediction that I have CM Punk winning. I mean, let's be honest, there is no reason for CM Punk to not go over in this match. So obviously my pick is CM Punk. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is not, I repeat, that is not my ultimate prediction. My ultimate prediction is CM Punk turning heel, but if there's an ultimate prediction, it's Paul Heyman betraying the original Tribal Chief and realigning himself with CM Punk. Of course, as we know, CM Punk is the original Paul Heyman guy. You know, I think they said on commentary, CM Punk being the first ever Paul Heyman guy, which is true. Some would say it's better to say the original Paul Heyman guy, the inaugural Paul Heyman guy. Because we know the story about when CM Punk arrived in WWE, which I believe was in late 2005, early 2006. Of course, you know, CM Punk told the story, and of course how Paul Heyman stood up for CM Punk, defended him, even if it meant losing favor and losing his job. Paul Heyman saw the potential in CM Punk, something that many others obviously could not see. The story between CM Punk and Paul Heyman is 100% well documented. Do the research, ladies and gentlemen. It's all there. Believe me. So to give everybody the reminder, yeah, that's my prediction. But obviously this whole favor that Seth Rollins is now owed by Paul Heyman, well, what could that be? Well, if I remember correctly, didn't Rollins warn Paul Heyman not to get involved? He told him to back away and whatnot. Now, could that be the ultimate favor? Now that you owe me a favor, I ordered you to stay away from ringside. Okay, let's be honest. Paul Heyman has to be at ringside in this. Now, some are suggesting that maybe Paul Heyman aligns himself with Seth Rollins during the match. Like, Paul Heyman turns heel, but does not align with CM Punk. He instead betrays both Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Now, could that happen? Well, absolutely. Now, in my case, do I really see Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman in an alliance? Not particularly. I mean, I don't exactly see it. Now, am I against it? No. No, I'm not. At this point, I just don't exactly see it as happening, but it wouldn't surprise me, again, because of this whole situation with now Seth Rollins being owed a favor. But I don't know what to expect out of it. I mean, that's the ultimate element of surprise. I mean, remember, for so long we wondered, what was the favor that CM Punk is owed by the wise man, the special counsel to the original Tribal Chief? And we finally found out. So now, with the wise man being basically in another very, very bad predicament, you have to wonder, what's the favor that he owes the architect, the visionary? Well, speaking of what happened tonight on Monday Night Raw, well, we saw a little bit of a glimpse of what happened over 10 years ago when the Shield basically imploded, when Seth Rollins betrayed the Shield. Basically, he took a chair and basically put it right through Roman Reigns' back, just like he did in 2014 when he betrayed the Shield. I mean, Roman Reigns kind of returned that favor last year at WrestleMania, and that's what ultimately cost him his championship. Of course, when Roman Reigns made his way to the ring tonight, Michael Cole reminded us that after Roman Reigns lost the Undisputed Championship, the bloodline fell apart. And Roman Reigns even reminded us that he's been betrayed, you know, many, many times, of course, by Rollins, and of course, by the bloodline, by Solo Sikoa. I mean, yeah, it kind of seems that Roman Reigns would have a good reason for him having a hard time to trust anybody. So this favor, I really don't know what to make of it. I really honestly don't. So for those of you listening, if you're listening on Spotify or if you're watching on YouTube, well, let me know in the comments, what do you think could be the favor that Seth Rollins is now owed by Paul Heyman? Because I'm having a really, really difficult time. Aside from the fact that Paul Heyman is going to become Seth Rollins' manager, I mean, I don't know. I mean, let's be honest. Has Seth Rollins ever had a manager in WWE? I mean, to be honest with you, I don't remember. I don't remember. Now, Seth Rollins was part of the stable, the Shield. He was part of the Authority. I mean, well, I guess some would say when he had J&J Security back, you know, in 2015. But I don't exactly would say that he was basically under management. I mean, or some would say that under management of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, who was part of the Authority. But I'm talking about like a one-on-one thing, like, you know, a wrestler having a manager. I mean, in Seth Rollins' case, I don't remember it if it's happened. Now, I remember Seth Rollins led a stable, in you know, starting in like early 2020, when he was known as the Monday Night Messiah, had the Authors of Pain and then Buddy Murphy. But as far as Seth Rollins having a manager, I don't remember. And again, sure, there's a first time for everything. And I'm sure that Paul Heyman and Seth Rollins together is not the worst thing ever. I mean, I'm sure it could work out if everything's done correctly. I mean, it would make sense because, you know, for so long, Paul Heyman is aligned with Roman Reigns. And then could you imagine if Paul Heyman betrays Roman Reigns and aligns himself with Seth Rollins? From storyline purposes, it makes perfect sense. I guess that's why I have no problem with it. Because again, when Seth Rollins betrayed Roman Reigns, destroyed the Shield, and of course the issues and the history between Reigns and Rollins. So how fitting would it be if Roman Reigns' longtime manager, Paul Heyman, betrays him and aligns himself with the same man that once betrayed Roman Reigns? It makes sense, doesn't it? It certainly does if you think about it. Again, Roman Reigns, his manager, Paul Heyman, betrays him and aligns himself with Rollins, who once betrayed Roman Reigns. So this man is betrayed by his manager, and his manager basically dumps him in favor of the same man that once betrayed him. Roman Reigns really suffering the wrath of pure treason. Now, there's an argument right now that Roman Reigns is not a fully fledged babyface. Some would say he's in between. Now, there is a term in professional wrestling for a wrestler that is basically caught in the middle between being a villain or a good guy. Of course, in pro wrestling terminology, villain means heel and good guy means babyface or just simply face. Roman Reigns is between, and we call that a tweener, as weird as it sounds. That's pretty much where Roman Reigns is at this point. So if Roman Reigns is in fact betrayed by Paul Heyman, which I think will happen, but right now I'm still predicting he's going to align himself with CM Punk and Heyman and Punk will be heel. But if that were the case, if Paul Heyman betrays Roman Reigns and aligns himself with Seth Rollins, then that would obviously put Roman Reigns back to being a full-fledged babyface for the first time in over 5 years. I mean, I could certainly see it happening. So again, if you're listening on Spotify and on YouTube, would you agree to the idea of Paul Heyman aligning himself with Seth Rollins? And now, for so long, we expected Seth Rollins to turn heel. As a matter of fact, many of us thought that he would turn heel on the very first Monday Night Raw on Netflix in that main event against CM Punk. It didn't happen. So at this point, you know, a Rollins heel turn is still happening. Now, things have been happening in the last couple of weeks, especially with the issues with CM Punk. I think basically we're at the corner of Seth Rollins turning heel once again. So if Seth Rollins reverts back to being a major heel and basically he's under the management of Paul Heyman, I mean, hey, this could be great. This could be fantastic. This could keep the rivalry going with Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Now imagine CM Punk and Roman Reigns still having problems with each other. You know, CM Punk certainly telling Roman Reigns, oh, this is your fault, and then Roman Reigns doing the same thing. I mean, and then Rollins is, you know, stand there laughing because, you know, if Punk and Roman Reigns are not on the same page because of Paul Heyman's act of treason, if this were to happen, if Paul Heyman aligns himself with Seth Rollins, well, Punk and Reigns are going to have more problems. And CM Punk could just stand there and, of course, do his trademark laugh. And Paul Heyman could still be there on his side with a huge smile on his face. So, I mean, at that point, Seth Rollins would be in the head of both Roman Reigns and CM Punk. And to see how things ended up tonight, well, Roman Reigns basically is telling Paul Heyman that he made a decision, and then Reigns goes after Rollins, okay? And then Paul Heyman basically takes the mic and basically acknowledges his tribal chief, only to be tossed to the ground by Roman Reigns. Now, CM Punk comes out and attempts to make the save, and of course, at the end, it's Seth Rollins that stands tall. Just like last week, delivers a stomp to both Roman Reigns and CM Punk. And basically, and then being intimidated, you know, and then Paul Heyman being intimidated by Seth Rollins. So, honestly, I mean, could you imagine if Paul Heyman, in fact, align himself with Rollins, and then Heyman reveals that he had been planning this for weeks, that he wanted to betray both Reigns and Punk because he wanted to be part of, he wanted to be with a visionary. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, again, this is why many of us are so excited about this triple threat match. Now, there's definitely a lot of mix-up of who believes it should go over. Some say that Seth Rollins is the one that's going to go over. Well, if Paul Heyman were to obviously betray both Punk and Reigns, then obviously in that case it would make sense for Seth Rollins to get over. Then it definitely would. So in that case, yes, it makes sense for Seth Rollins to go over. Because I said earlier in this episode that there's no reason for CM Punk to not go over. So, of course, you know, many episodes in my case, you know, when I basically discuss something and when I basically realize something, you know, there's a change of heart. It happens to me all the time. So I said earlier there's no reason for Punk to not go over, but there is actually. Again, that would be if Paul Heyman betrays Roman Reigns, but also betrays CM Punk and allies himself with Seth Rollins, and then Seth Rollins wins. In that case, Seth Rollins pinning Roman Reigns, well, that would be the exclamation point, the ultimate exclamation point. So at this point, I mean, it depends on how it goes. But again, I'm sticking to my original prediction and that's not CM Punk winning. But that's my ultimate prediction is Punk turning heel. But my ultimate prediction is Paul Heyman betraying Roman Reigns and aligning himself with CM Punk. But again, anything could happen from this situation, and I just don't know what to expect. And that's what makes the whole situation very, very exciting for me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I guess what I'm trying to say is, and it must be obvious by now, that the match that I'm looking forward to the most at WrestleMania is Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. And let me tell you, as intense as this goes, whether it's Paul Heyman aligning himself with Rollins or Paul Heyman betraying Roman and aligning himself with CM Punk and CM Punk turning heel, well, I think from out of those two possible outcomes, well, the story between these three guys, well, these four guys, because Paul Heyman's a huge part of it. So between these three competitors and this one manager, well, the story is only going to keep going because there's going to be a lot left to cover. If that's the case, I am super excited. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Ringside Chaos on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and on YouTube. If you would please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.